Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes?
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father who art in heaven. Here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. Makes me feel good, kind of like getting a duty done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means... Oh, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed means before. May I continue?
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Well, sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Doing? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here, like you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself.
Stop picking on
me. And what about the kind of books you read?
I'm just as good as the rest of those people at church.
Excuse me. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it. Like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like to, you know, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm very happy for you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Criticize me day? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared to.
Scared? Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Anne?
See, I knew it. I knew that what you would say. Just couldn't get past this one, could you? I knew you would bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told lies about me, spread stories about my family. She never paid back the debt she owes me. Everybody knows I've sworn to get even with her.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness around inside, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, have I got some plans for that neighbor. She'll wish she had never moved into this neighborhood.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think of how unhappy you already are. But I can change all of that.
You can? How?
Forgive Anne. Then I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be Anne's problem and not yours. You will have settled your heart.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than I want to revenge Anne, I want to be right with you. All right, all right. I forgive her. Help her to find the right road in life, Lord. She's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Some way. Somehow. Show her the right way.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
Oh, all right. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Quit hanging around the wrong places, watching inappropriate movies and television, listening to sinful conversations, and getting yourself into compromising situations. Change some of your friendships. Some of your so-called friends are beginning to drag you into sin. They'll have you completely involved in wrong things before long. Don't be fooled. They advertise they're having fun, but for you it would be ruin. Don't use me for an escape hatch.
I don't understand the last part.
Sure you do. You've done it a lot of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get into trouble, and then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess, and I promise you I'll never do it again. You remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, and I'm ashamed, Lord. Really, I am.
Which bargain are you remembering?
Well, there was the night Bill was gone and the children and I were home alone. The wind was blowing so hard. I thought the roof would go at any minute, and tornado warnings were out. I remember praying, "Oh God, if you spare us, I'll never skip my devotions again."
I protected you, but you didn't keep your promise, did you?
I blew that one. I'm sorry, Lord, really I am. Up until now, I thought if I just prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I liked. I didn't expect you to be paying so much attention.
Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I really do want to make you happy. I can see how badly I've botched up my life, and I can see how great it would be to really be one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that happening between us. Now that some of these old sins are exposed and out of the way, well, there's no telling what we can do together.
Lord, let's see what we can make of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
Amen.